Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, we are. And right smack in the thick of it. By the way, a big, huge I love you to my listeners down on AM 930 WLSS, The Answer in Sarasota, back to all 3 hours live. Love you guys, man. You're my homies down there in the Tampa Bay area. Yeah, yeah. I love that. Love to be back on there. Hour one, two, and three. We still run in the 3 hours, but you were moving that first hour up in a weird way into the end of the third hour. And the schedule has now been fixed, and we're back up there with you live, along with another 200-plus stations around the country tuned into Armed American Radio today. I hope you enjoyed Hour 1. Alan Gottlieb's amazing. He returned to the show this week. Missed him last week. Labor Day gave him the day off only because he was in Puerto Rico. He actually wanted to call the show from Puerto Rico. I said, no, go do what you do. Take time, you know, and enjoy yourself. And he came back and told us exactly why he was there. The man's unbelievable. Fighting for not only our American guns, right? Gun rights in Puerto Rico, those are American citizens who are literally screwed out of their constitutional rights. And Alan is out there fighting. But he reminded us, not just Americans, but he travels the world. He's involved in the fight for the human right to self-defense and gun rights across the world. He's really an amazing individual, so I hope you enjoyed it. We always get amazing information from Alan when he's on. Seriously, GRPC, Gun Rights Policy Conference, coming up September 21, 22, and 23. That's coming up on us pretty quick. I'll be there. Alan will be there. My next guest, A.W.R. Hawkins, will be there, as will many, 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 many others, all of them whom you've heard on the show, and many that you will in the future that haven't yet been on the show, will be there. But it is going to be a big one. It is free to attend. You got to get yourself to Chicago, and you got to let them know at the Hyatt, but it's there. If you're anywhere driving distance to Chicago, for gosh sakes, come on out for a day, but register at saf.org. Let's see if we can get over that magic 900 number. It's a big conference, and you'll get a lot of free stuff, too, to take home with you if you can make it out for a day. Great. 2 days, great. I'll be there for 4 days. So whatever you need to do, do. And I guess what I'm going to do now, because I could just, oh, boy. Let's just go right to A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. A.W.R., how you doing, man?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, missed you last week. Want to let you know, listeners miss your voice when you're not on the show, man. And I'm glad you were able to hopefully enjoy your Labor Day. How was your Labor Day weekend? Good. Did you grill hard and shoot fun stuff?
Shot a ton of fun stuff. Mossberg 590M, the second A armament, XLR 380 or 308. It's an AR-10 shot. My Bursa. I have a Bursa BP-40cc I keep as my truck gun. It sits in a Gold Star holster right under my steering wheel. I shot that. I shot a H&K BP-40. And I think I also shot my Henry All-Weather, which is a 45-70.
Isn't that great?
So, I did all that. And then my buddies brought guns. I know we shot a Smith & Wesson Sport too. That's a heck of a gun. So, there were just all kinds of guns. Everybody brought some guns, a little ammo. We just had fun. It was a blast.
You also, now this was kind of scary. I saw this video of you and I got scared and I was concerned for your safety and the safety of anybody that might have been on, you know, the other side of berms or mountains where you were in the beautiful Sonoran Desert there, because I saw that you were shooting a rifle with a bump stock and I was really worried about you. Everybody okay? Everybody all right?
Yeah, everybody survived. It's very weird, yeah. Okay. But somehow we pulled through. But yeah, I took a buddy out who had never shot a bump stock and I said, well, let's show you. I said, this lesson is valuable for two reasons. Number one, it'll show you it's not something that you just go to the store and buy and then you go commit a Las Vegas type of crime. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to do that. You have to practice with this thing so long to be good at it. But I said, number two, what it shows you is that it's fun. It's just good fun. And you know, the fact that people wanted to ban them because they were used in one crime, literally, in the history of the device, they were used right. in one crime. And when he shot it, two or three times, he was just giggling like a little kid. It's just fun to shoot, and that's what we did.
Well, keep your eye on him. I'm concerned about him because, you know, that can lead to, you know, basic stuff, starting out like liquor store robberies and then graduating right. to mass killing. So we want to keep our eye on him and make sure, because we all know what those devices will do. I know David Hogg and everybody else would have us be very, very concerned about him. So
that's it.
I agree. All right, let's be. Wow, I'm really worried, but we'll check up and see how he's doing later on in the next couple of weeks. All right, dude, Levi Strauss joins forces with Michael Bloomberg for a gun control push. Now, you got to explain something to me here, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Weren't Levi's being worn by people that won the West? I said on my daytime show, my gosh, I would love to know how many gun belts hung off of the waist of those wearing Levi's back in the 1870s, 1860s, when the West was being won. And now we've got Levi Strauss. Why is a jean manufacturer coming after my guns and hooking up with New York's Michael Bloomberg? And how does this all work?
Well, the reason is their CEO, I believe you say his name is Chip Berg. I believe that's his name. He wants to ban private sales of guns. Then, and if you're listening, that means he wants to ban the type of sales we've had since 1791, which is when the Second Amendment was ratified. And again, I didn't say 1971, I said 1791. That's how long we've had private gun sales. He wants to ban those and put in place universal background checks. And this shows you right here, he has zero understanding. He should have stuck with denim, because Almost every mass shooter of the last 15 years passed a background check for his or her gun. The exceptions, in my mind, that I can remember are two people who stole the guns they used and another person most recently who used his father's guns. I still haven't figured out if he stole those or not. But the point is, expanding background checks wouldn't have stopped anything, because the majority of people buy their guns via background checks anyway. So this is just another kind of virtue signaling move. Levi's is going to spend they're going to spend $1 million for gun control. They're going to work with Mike Bloomberg and Gabby Giffords, and they should be embarrassed.
But I'm trying to understand why his name is Berg. Chip Berg is right. I think he spells it B-R-G-H, if I'm not mistaken. Chip Berg. Why? Is it because jeans and guns? Is it his own personal thing? Does it have something to do with the, I mean, I'm asking questions facetiously. It's so mind-boggling to me to try to get to the bottom of this. Why this guy feels it's his place? Is it because he's the CEO of Levi's? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why? I can't wrap my head around this.
You got to think of it. The CEO of a San Francisco-based company, one of his opening statements is, I do not want to repeal the Second Amendment. When you have to assure people that you're not trying to repeal the Second Amendment, then I already know whatever you say after that is going to be no good. And if I have to open my talk with, listen, I don't want to come take your guns away, if that's how I have to open my talk, then what I'm fixing to say is going to be so bad, you probably don't want to hear it. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he said. He went from pushing for a ban on private sales to closing his announcement with talking about the fact that certain people just shouldn't be able to own guns. And yada. And so even in the course of his announcement, his gun control push expanded. That's the point. And so, you know, the solution, of course, is for me personally, I'm not telling anyone else what to do. For me personally, I won't buy any Levi's. I do have one pair. What I'm going to do is make sure I'm wearing those anytime I shoot my cowboy action gun in a video. I'm going to make sure I'm wearing Levi's and that pistol can be seen right by the label. And I hope that causes Chip Berg to have to grab a nitro tablet. It makes him so mad at me.
I hope. Well, you certainly have the platform to do it, and I'm with you on that. Of course, I'm asking, you know, sarcastically these questions. I don't expect the answer from you. But I just, for whatever reason, I don't understand why a corporation, I studied business management in college, I've run my own business, I've got a couple things working always, I just don't understand why an individual or a football team, I'm going to go there with you when we come back from the break too, by the way, would alienate half of their potential customers, viewers, listeners, buyers, stockholders. It doesn't make any sense to me why people would do this. And you're right, the San Francisco thing has something to do with it. There's no question about it. Clearly very liberal, but to take his company down that road, to me, seems, if I were a stockholder, it's a dereliction of his responsibilities as far as creating as much money as he can for his company, because that's what his sole goal is as the CEO of said company.
Nonetheless, Levi's. You know what? Lucky brands are far better. I buy Lucky's. I think I've got one or two pairs of Levi's, but I'm going to go out and buy a new pair of Lucky's this week, and I'm going to wear them up at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. You can see them if you want to. It'd be kind of fun to fill my Levi's fill of holes, though, too. That'd be kind of fun, too. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, and we come back. So much to cover with you. As always, get your insight on, so bring your voice to what you write. There was a shootout at a bank in Cincinnati that I want to talk with you about, because this was caught on video. Pretty powerful stuff back after this. All right, Armed American Radio fan, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could pick your favorite 1911, a new AR-15, or a new hunting rifle. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my lucky listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want. And it's never been easier to win. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE. That's F-R-E-E to the number 87222. But this all ends Friday, September 21st. So hurry. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Make your dream come true right now. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoothouse. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio listener, I have a good relationship with you, and I love getting the emails from you. And what I want to do is, this is actually a fun thing because I won something by doing something like this the other day, and I thought it was kind of cool because I was the first one to go, man, I never win this thing. It drives me crazy. And all it was a Coors. I won a Coors Light at the Braves game, and all I had to do was text, I think, win to the number or whatever it is. And every time it pops up, my kids will go, hey, try it, Daddy, see if you get anything. I never, for 2 years, I haven't won it. But I won it at the last game I was at with my dad just last week. I won the Coors Light, which was kind of cool. So what I'm telling you to do is very fun, and it's easy. But if you want to go to your mailbox and get $1,500 because you can actually win this stuff, it's a lot better. The $1,500 is a lot better than a nice cold Coors Light. You can get a new 1911, a new AR-15, a new hunting rifle, whatever you want, by texting FREE, F-R-E-E, the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. That's it. You'll get the official rules. You'll see it there, and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances just by texting the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. It ends on Friday the 21st. This is the first promotion of this kind I've ever seen my friends at the USCCA do, and I'm member number 32, been there since day one, I can promise you that. So $1,500 is on the line. Text the letters FREE to 87222. Good luck. Let me know if you win, like I did finally. That I'd rather have the $1,500, but nonetheless, a W is a W. I'll take it any way I can get it. And it could be you. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good to be with you.
All right, this is some interesting. Your piece is titled Watch, Police Shoot Through Glass, Kill Cincinnati Bank Gunman. We heard the story on the news. We found out what was going on. You know, the media covered this. But then all of a sudden it wasn't sexy enough for them, and they moved on. They didn't cover it like they did Jacksonville relentlessly for days on end. But nonetheless, when you've got body cam footage like this, this is compelling stuff because it shows the cops going to the gunfire and firing and killing this man and dropping him. You see him go down. AWR, was there something different about this that made you write about it the way you did, or was it because the body cam footage was available, or just the heroics of the cops? What was it that made this one stand out to you?
I actually think it was everything you just mentioned. I mean, in addition to the fact that this bank was another gun-free zone, I wrote on that last week. This bank put their gun-free policy in my article. Anyone's free to read it. It won't be reading my words. Read their words. So customers were barred from being able to defend themselves. So that was a big thing to me. And then when you watch the video, you see this guy walking around at his leisure. That's the thing that struck me.
Yeah.
This guy's under no pressure. Why? No one can shoot back at him. What's he have to worry about? And you can see him walk around. He sees a couple of victims off to his right, would-be victims. Boom, 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 boom. And you don't see them get hit. It's not a gory situation. But what I'm saying, and he just keeps walking. He's meandering. That's the kind of – he had it that easy. And then the police show up, and they're flanking him, and he has no idea. They're walking along the glass wall. They can see him moving, and then they lose sight of him. And then he makes that shot I just said. Once he shoots, he gives away his position. They shoot through the glass and drop him. They drop him so quick it's unbelievable. In the video, you just see him fall, just hit face first on that marble floor, whatever it was. All together, because those cops are walking around. This guy had a handgun, not an AR-15. The cops had handguns. Looking from the back of them, it looked like they had Smith & Wesson M&P series handguns. And they just shot right through the glass, took him out, and that's it, ball game. And a lot of things in it are worth praising. The police, of course, Cincinnati Police Department should be praised for what they did. They risked their lives with what they did. They took him out. But a lot of shame should be heaped on Fifth Third Bank for the terror the customers had to live in, because they were denied the right to keep and bear arms while they cashed their paychecks or whatever they were doing. So I say shame on Fifth Third Bank, and kudos to the Cincinnati Police Department.
Absolutely. Well said. They did an amazing job. And you're right. The first thing I noticed from the body cam footage, you get the perfect view from behind the gun, and it was immediately visible to me as a Smith & Wesson M&P full-size. And the fact that these guys were shooting through the glass the way they did in coordinated fire, it was just really an art to see. It was an art to this gunfight. It wasn't even a gunfight. They just dropped him immediately and
boom, he hits the marble. And, you know, I don't know if he was alive when he hit the marble or not. If he was, I hope it hurt. But nonetheless, yet again, another gun-free zone. I will submit to you, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, the reason that, yes, this story got coverage, but it wasn't incessant coverage like other shootings. Or would it have been if he had a rifle?
Two things. I know we hate going to one of them, but I just have to be honest with you. If he had used a rifle or if he had been white, the coverage would have been wall-to-wall for weeks. But he wasn't either of those. And so he used a handgun. His name was Omar Perez. And the media said, well, nothing to see here. Let's move on.
Isn't that something, man? Isn't that something? But the fact that he had a handgun made it nearly impossible. The media has painted themselves into such a corner that these things aren't sexy unless a body count is a certain amount and unless an AR-15, because that's the way they've driven this narrative. That's why you don't see coverage of 26 people shot in Chicago. More than 1,000 people. AWR Hawkins, you and I were talking about this on Kurt Schilling's podcast just last Tuesday, on 2A Tuesday, that 1,000 people have been shot in the streets of an American city in Chicago between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and it just doesn't get any coverage because it isn't sexy enough.
It's not just that. It's as you and I both said. He goes against their template completely, just like the shooting does in Cincinnati. You know, if they cover this, it's going to be hard to argue against Kavanaugh.
Right.
Einstein to throw out all this garbage he throws out about quote-unquote assault weapons being used in hundreds of shootings. No, see, this kind of begins to undermine that. And I think it's important to point this out. This couldn't be more random, but you led me here. I covered a piece earlier this summer from the Rockefeller Institute of Government. Look it up on Breitbart. It says, study, mass shooters prefer handguns to AR-15s by a 3-to-1 margin. That is my title. And what's important about this is that they don't pick handguns by a 3-to-1 margin in the year 2017 or the year 2016, but between the years 1966 and 2016, over a 50-year time frame, handgun, 3-to-1, the favorite among mass shooters. And that's why they can't cover this kind of stuff in Cincinnati.
They've painted themselves, as you said, they've painted this narrative to the point where it's doing damage to their own ability to even cover this stuff when, in fact, it should be covered, but it's not. Because, again, they've created their own agenda, and they've painted this picture of it that when they try to cover something like this, it no longer works for them. And believe me, somebody's making a decision in the newsroom going, no, we really can't. Not that it's a conspiracy. They just know that it doesn't work for what they've been talking about. So trust me when I tell you this. You know, this is intentional. This is absolutely intentional. When we come back from the break, I love this happy ending story. These happy ending stories are wonderful. The headlines are great. Three armed home invaders met with gunfire. One dead, two fled. Love that. Three armed home invaders met with gunfire. One dead, two fled. And then we'll talk with AWR Hawkins about Joe Manchin, West Virginia, Google removing the gun broker from the App Store, Feinstein trying to rewrite Supreme Court's Heller decision, Kavanaugh. We've got a lot to cover. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, Armed American Radio fan, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could pick your favorite 1911, a new AR-15, or a new hunting rifle. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my lucky listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want. And it's never been easier to win. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE. That's F-R-E-E to the number 87222. But this all ends Friday, September 21st. So hurry. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Make your dream come true right now. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, had a great time with him back August 26th, going back just a few days. When Mike flew in on the MyPillow jet from Bismarck, North Dakota, where he was at a meeting and a speaking engagement, and got back in time to sit down with me for 2 hours at AM 1280, the Patriot booth with us and Lee Michaels and the rest of the staff in Minneapolis at AM 1280, the Patriot, Salem's AM 1280, the Patriot, my great affiliate, longtime affiliate up there, for our 8th show running at the Minnesota State Fair. 8th show we've done up there at that fair every August. It's wonderful. And Mike Lindell sat down with me and guest/co-hosted the program with me for 2 hours. It was really something. He is a big supporter of this program. He is a big supporter of gun ownership, a big supporter of gun rights. And when he gave us that promo code AAR, and I'm not sure what the new promotion is. I think it's 50% off right now, but that's going to be changing soon. I'll let you know when it does. Regardless, it really doesn't matter. You get a great product with a great story behind it. We get financial assistance with the AAR promo code that goes into growing this program and adding new affiliates. And I do have some new affiliate announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. And that's in large part why. So if you have a chance, visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR, please, and support us. That's how it works. We support him. You get a great product. And everybody wins. We all win. It's wonderful. And he's a hell of a guy, man. He's the real deal. AWR Hawkins, welcome back, man.
Good to
let's
be
go. always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. You know that. By the way, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Let's let listeners know that you can meet with me, A.W.R. Hawkins, Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon, and Stacey Washington are all going to be talking at 10:45 a.m. on Saturday morning. Going to be wonderful. All right, three armed home invaders met with gunfire, one dead, two fled. Love it. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, you had these home invaders in the early morning hours in Memphis, and I believe there were five residents at home at the time. The sheriff, or I shouldn't say the sheriff, Memphis police. Memphis police confirmed that the three invaders were all armed, that they went in, they demanded money, then they opened fire. And one of the residents responded by returning fire, killed one of the three intruders, and the others, as I say, they fled. But, I mean, but if you look at it on paper, the intruders win, it's over. But there's a variable that people didn't take into account here, and that is that one of the homeowners was armed. And if you're armed and you know how to use your gun, you know where the bullets are going when you pull the trigger, even under duress, you can get it done. And this guy got it done.
I have to ask this. I got to revisit this. The two of us have discussed this before. I think there's a benefit to listeners here because these things happen quickly. The homeowner doesn't get a call that says, hey, man, we're coming over at 2. You better not be there. I'm just warning you. We're coming in. We want to get our stuff, man, whatever they're saying. They don't get the benefit of that phone call. And you report about this stuff almost, well, at least weekly. At least weekly, if not far, far more than that, daily.
Right.
You at least you choose which ones to write. But AWR, these home invasions, man, when a door gets kicked in and splintered, it happens quickly. Imagine being asleep on the couch. Where are all these people keeping their guns that they're able to return fire in an environment like that that's so dynamic and unfolding and obviously a lot of fear and adrenaline that they're able to return fire almost immediately?
Right. Well, they're keeping it close. You know, in a lot of the stories, especially the old-timers, and I don't say that in a pejorative sense, but veterans I've covered who were wheelchair-bound or other things, they had their gun on the table right next to them while they're watching TV. Or a lot of people, a lot of elderly people will keep a gun in their bedroom. And so when you come through the door, they're going to go to the bedroom. That's their first point. They're going to get that gun. And then they're going to come back out toward you. And or when they're sleeping, they keep the gun on their nightstand. These are all common places I've found. But, you know, a lot of people, and this is somewhat anecdotal because I know a lot of people that do this, they keep a gun with them wherever they are in their home. And maybe maybe they don't take their carry holster off until they go to bed. I do know people like that. And I'm somewhat of that kind of person. But the bottom line, as you and I have discussed a million times, is this. If you do not have that gun with you, and that front door splinters, if your plan is to run past the front door to the other side of the house to get your gun, go ahead and have the yellow sack ready for them to put you in because you're right. Not going to make it. Because this does not, as you say, there's no announcement. They don't email you and say, okay, we're on our way over, get ready. It doesn't happen. You're watching TV. It's the door splinter, they're in. It's one armed guy. It's three armed guys. As we saw at a mobile home park in Florida not long ago, it was five armed guys, counting the two in the car, it was seven. And fortunately, one of the residents had an AR-15, and he went to work and was able to kill at least one of them right there and critically wound others. And another resident had a handgun. And so they were both able to react immediately. But if you're not able to react immediately, then I would never talk you out of having a gun, but if you don't keep it in a place where you can react immediately, you might as well have a hammer. That's what I'm
saying. It might not even be if it's not there, you can't use it. One of the five adults, I'm quoting from AWR's piece here, one of the five adults in the house at the time said, quote, they rushed the house and they came after us. He said the suspects demanded money, then began shooting. The man observed, once I started hearing multiple gunshots, I just thought everybody was dead. But another resident in the home returned fire, killing one of the suspects and causing the other two to flee the scene. Now, that tells you everything you need to know, that this is unfolding extremely fast. They rushed the house, screaming, yelling. Somebody was able to get to a gun immediately. I don't know if he had time to run to get it off the top of the refrigerator. He certainly might not have had time to go down in the basement and get it out of the safe. I mean, clearly these people have guns with them where they need to be or where they are in the house, and it's always within reach. And there's nothing wrong with that. I also know people, AWR, you might as well, who, and I think it's kind of a, there's a good topic for discussion anyway, a lot of people who will keep a firearm on them and keep extra magazines in various locations around their house. Some people keep guns in the kitchen, one in the bedroom, one over here. I know people who do that. So, right. You know, I don't know if any of these people do or not, but it always bears mentioning because the end result is always the same, and that's what you just said. If you don't have the gun with you, you can't use it. And more than likely, there would have been several dead people in that house, right?
Right. And I'm going to say this, and this may go a little further than you want to go at this point, but I think the gun is critical. You got to have the gun. But I've always said this. I'm going to say it again. If someone asks me, what do I have to do to be safe in my home? You need a gun and a good dog. If you have a dog who will let you know there's someone in the driveway, there's someone. I've got a dog that will start to growl if somebody pulls in the driveway. And way before they ever reach the porch, that dog tells me there's someone here. And that kind of system, that doesn't mean you pull the gun on everyone who rings your doorbell, but it means that you're ready and you're not going to get surprised, odds are. And to me, the two things, I have a sign in my study that says, my gun and my dog, they comfort me. And people laugh at that sign. They're like, that's a cool sign. But I'm like, guess what? That's my motto.
It's true. You have talked about it before, and I think it's great. And a lot of people do. But it still, I can say, the dog's great. But if somebody gets up to that house and has guns, at least you were warned. Maybe you can run away. But if you have a gun, these people are able to pull it. So the combination they're in works. I'd love to know more about that. I'd love to know how many of these people did have dogs. It'd be great to follow up on some of this stuff. It really would. But it is always interesting to me how somebody says at 3:30 in the morning they were asleep on the couch when the door got kicked in and they reached fire. Okay. The guy certainly has his gun. Where was it? I want to know where people keep it. I know what I do, but I want to know what other people do. I think it would be fun. Speaking of guns, this is Armed American Radio. Some people don't like our guns, like Kamala Harris in California. Oh, I know. I just said the name, and AWR said something about it. When we come back from the break, did you know, California listeners, there are a lot of you, did you know that you are funding unprecedented armed protection for gun grabber Kamala Harris, even when she's not in your state? Did you know that? I'd be burned up if I were you. Come take my guns while you're protecting it and I'm paying for your protection? Oh, I don't think so. We'll be right back with AWR Hawkins and Breitbart News right after this. He'll give us the lowdown. You're not going to like it.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios, indeed. Always a pleasure to have you here. I love spending this time with you. Hard to believe Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are turning 75 if they didn't already. 75 years old, you believe that? Man, greatest rock and roll band in the world. Text FREE to the number 87222. FREE to the number 87222, and you could win one of 10 $1,500 prizes to buy whatever gun you want. Make sure to do that, please, and to visit all of our great sponsors. You can find them all on the bottom of armedamericanradio.com, and our newest sponsor, The Gun Box, at thegunbox.com. This thing is like the iPhone of gun safes. I've got one, and it's just phenomenal. There's multiple different ways to open it. I've got a key fob, got the little RFID card, got the the finger biometric deal. It's also got a numbered pad on it. I've set it all, man. It's great. And the thing holds the gun. It's Gun Box 2 is what I have. I believe they have 3 different products. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, man, this thing's really, really nice. So if you're looking for a place to have access to that pistol that we're talking about in the previous segment with AWR Hawkins, this thing is a great, great product to have in the house. Thegunbox.com. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the show. I had to kind of go to Kamala Harris because I can't stand her. The mere sight of her makes me sick, and the sound of her name makes me sick. I can see through these people like they're made out of glass. What I witnessed with the Kavanaugh hearings, and I know you probably had to watch most of that crap too, but it dawned on me, these are the people that want my guns. Look at the way these people are acting. I've never quite, just when you think they can't go any lower, they find a way to bottom feed even worse. This political grandstanding, this Cory Booker and the rest of them, they all hate our gun rights. Then we find out, and I'm reading your piece, taxpayers funded unprecedented armed protection for gun control Senator Kamala Harris. What the hell?
Right. Yeah, she received from January 2017 through July, or into July, I should say, July 2018, she received LAPD armed protection, both, I believe, undercover and in uniform, but undercover throughout the state, whether she was in Los Angeles or not. So if you're a Los Angeles resident paying taxes, you funded You funded, for what it's worth, private security detail for her throughout the state as she traveled and talked about, you know, making it even harder for you to use a gun for self-defense, and not only for you, but for everyone else in the country. So it's the height of hypocrisy. They even guarded her at a party. So wherever she went, she had armed security, and, you know, she's grinning and shaking hands with everyone and talking about how she's going to restrict the Second Amendment. So another perfect example of a liberal who believes their life is worth a lot and your life is not worth very much.
Let me get this straight. She stood on a podium talking about feeding gun control and shoving it down my throat here in Georgia as a U.S. senator from California, whom I couldn't care less about. While she was being provided, she was surrounded during that talk with armed security protecting her from people who might want to do her harm, as she was talking about coming after my gun rights, and the L.A. taxpayers were paying for that. Did I read that right?
Well, I don't know if she enjoyed that protection on L.A. taxpayers' dime outside of the state.
No, inside the state. I mean, while she's talking about gun control in California.
Yeah, you're right. If she was in San Francisco, she enjoyed it, wherever she was. And see, the traditional, the way this has worked here is that LAPD does offer protection while you're in the city. But she got special privileges. LAPD Chief Charlie Beck set it up for her. And so wherever she traveled in the state, she had armed protection. So you're right. She's traveling the state talking about how she's going to take away gun rights for the average citizen. And the whole while, she's enjoying the life of being defended by guns, which is the very life each of us wants to enjoy, except I don't want you to pay for it. I'll handle it. I've got a Beretta APX Centurion on my hip right now. I'll handle it. Just stay out of my way and let me defend my life and the life of my family as my founders intended. I don't need government help to do that. Just stay out of my way. Leave me alone. I'll be free.
The fact that she can stand up and talk about gun control while being protected by guns, to me, is just it shows you what kind of person that you're dealing with. These people have absolutely no shame. They don't understand their own hypocrisy. They believe, because of the position they're in, that they somehow wield more power and are more valuable than the rest of us. And this proves it. I bet she also believes what comes out of some dopey Titanic actor's mouth who lectures me about gun control from his private jet on the way to some film festival. I mean, this is just idiotic stuff. And here's the deal, listener. Ignorance, if left unattended. I'm talking to you, Los Angeles listeners. By the way, let me tell you something. Your mayor, Garcetti, the protection for this hypocrite lasted January 2017 through July 2018. And Los Angeles mayor, according to AWR's piece here, Eric Garcetti, says he was not aware it was concerning or it was occurring. You believe that? Okay. Ignorance, if left unattended, you breed your own stupidity. Don't fall for this crap. Write a letter to somebody and make your voice heard. These are what the people who hate you do. This is what they think about you. And we make it evident to you every single week. You got to start doing something about it, okay? We can't help you in California as much. We can only do so much. We can bring it to your attention, but you got to start helping yourself. You have to. Make a phone call. Call the office. Call the chief of police. Call the mayor's office. Call Kamala Harris's office. Complain to somebody and do something about this garbage. It just makes me sick to my stomach to have to even tell you this. Let's talk about somebody who knows lots of stuff about guns. And that, of course, would be David Hogg.
Dave said that Judge Kavanaugh is wrong because, you know, Judge Kavanaugh, if anyone missed it, they should YouTube it. Kavanaugh gave a brilliant explanation. You know, Feinstein said, why do you believe AR-15s are constitutional? He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, because they're widely owned or widely possessed. And he said, being widely possessed means they're in common use. And under the language of Heller, being in common use means they're constitutionally protected. Genius. It's easy to understand. And then Kavanaugh said, you know what? AR-15s and handguns, semi-automatic handguns, are used for self-defense. Hall goes, ho, not so fast. AR-15s have a effective range of 1,600 feet or yards, 1,600 yards, I think he said. And while handguns only have an effective range of about 75 feet. No, excuse me, 1,600 feet and 75 feet. It's so stupid. Because, as we've seen, And I've even listed, I listed earlier in a segment, a guy using an AR-15 for self-defense in a mobile home in Florida. I listed one a year ago, a guy using an AR-15 for self-defense against three intruders in Oklahoma. I used one earlier this year, a 15-year-old kid in Houston was protecting his sister while his dad was at work, grabbed his dad's AR-15 and put it on the home intruders during the middle of the day. I could go on and on. See, these people, to argue that I can't use an AR-15 for self-defense because it shoots further than a handgun, that's like arguing that I can't drive the Tahoe to get groceries because it doesn't move as fast as a Corvette. See, I mean, none of it makes sense. It's not congruent. But they just throw things out to try to distract people. My guess is David Hogg doesn't know a shotgun from a .22 caliber pellet gun. And I mean,
this is a kid, AWR, this is a kid who just, he's making himself look very stupid. Now, I didn't call him stupid. I said he's making himself look very stupid. He might be a very bright kid. But when it comes to certain things, he's making himself look very stupid. Like last week when he tweeted out, we're about to nominate a Supreme Court judge who blah, blah. No, David, he's already been nominated, young man. He's about to be confirmed. There's a difference. Look it up. Maybe stay in class a little longer. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thanks, brother, for everything you do. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.